Welcome to Live Your Full Life Now podcast. I'm happy to have you guys join us. If you're brand new and listening to this teaching, I'm excited to have you guys come on board with us and go on this journey about learning about the Word of God and being blessed by it. So since we're in the month of December, I'm recording this in the month of December, and the month of December is the celebration of the birth of Jesus. It's Christmas, right? And there's a hustle and bustle and celebration and gift giving. And maybe not for everybody who's celebrating. Some people just see it as a holiday and they don't really know the complete meaning behind of it. But we're going to unpack and unfold the true meaning of Christmas. So in my last podcast, I talked about who Jesus was and all the prophecies. We talked about the prophecies that were told about him. So Jesus was not merely a normal human being. But if you haven't listened to it, please go back and listen. There's a few teachings on learn about Jesus. So briefly summarizing, in John, it says, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God, and the Word became flesh. So basically, it's saying that the Word, which is Jesus, was with God, and Jesus was God, and then he became flesh. So Jesus existed way before he became and took a human form, right? And literally the Bible is saying us that Jesus is God, is equal with God. At the same time, he's God's son, which could be hard for us to comprehend all that and for it to make sense. But honestly, how many things are in the Bible that it's hard for our small mind and thinking to make sense? God is so much bigger that our understanding is limited in understanding him, right? Okay, so in this teaching, I want to talk to you guys about Mary, the mother of Jesus. And the prophecies that were told about Jesus is in Isaiah 7:14. It talks about that the virgin will be with the child. So I want to take this time to talk about Mary a little bit, and I'm going to read you from scripture, which is in Luke 1. So in Luke 1, verses 26, it says, in the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent an angel, Gabriel, to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored, the Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and with the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age. And she, who was said to be unable to conceive, is in her sixth month. For no word from God will ever fail." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her. So this is a whole passage in Luke 1 from 26 through 28. I read the whole thing, so you guys can kind of, if you haven't read the whole story of how Jesus became, he was conceived through a virgin Mary. This was a 16-year-old girl who was Jewish that found favor with God. And how she became pregnant as the angel Gabriel visited her and told her. And she asked the question, "How can this be? Like, I have never been with a man." And she understood the normal process of, you know, conceiving and giving a birth, that it's when two people are intimate together, you know, they have intercourse. That's when a child is conceived. And she said, "How can this be? Because that has never happened to me. And how can I be with a child?" And what did the angel tell her? He said, "First of all, you have found favor with God. God has chosen you." And then he said that the Holy Spirit will overshadow you. So the Holy Spirit will make that happen in you. And that's what happened. But the important thing that I want to focus on here, you know, everybody think, okay, so Mary was chosen by God and that's what happened. But did you guys hear the message that Angel Gabriel visited her and gave her a message? And Mary agreed to what God was asking her through this angel. And she, what did she say? She said, first she asked the question. She couldn't understand how can this happen. And the angel answered her. So it's okay to ask questions, right? For things that don't make sense to us. And then she said, I am the Lord's servant. Mary answered, and this is in verse, again, Luke 1:38, may your word to me be fulfilled. Then the angel left her. So, sorry about that. She agreed to what God was asking her to do. What did she say? She could have like think about it and say, are you serious? I'm 16 years old. I'm going to be pregnant out of wedlock. What will people say? They can stone me to death. I'm not even married. Look at all the persecution that's going to come against me. I want to have a normal life like everyone else, get married and then have, you know, children after I'm married and just live a normal life. What is this? Like, I don't know. Let me think about it. She didn't say that, right? She immediately submitted and she said, I am the Lord's servant. In other words, she said, I'm here to serve God. May it be according to his will. She surrendered all her life, all her future, all her desires. She surrendered and she said, let it be your will. I will do whatever you say. So this is what we're going to talk about in the next teaching and kind of compare that to our lives and how we serve God, how we're willing to make sacrifices for God, and how we are willing to surrender our will, the plans that we have for our lives, to God's will and his plan, even though it may for sure require sacrifices on our part. So hopefully this teaching helped you learn a little bit about Mary and how Jesus was conceived. And we're going to continue this teaching in the next podcast. So until then, God be with you and God bless you.